You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Interesting halacha, Hilchos Chanukah, that relates to Chanukah only. And that's the mitzvah of Hadlaka. Hadlaka's near Chanukah. The Gemara goes in Lent to tell us that Hadlaka oisa mitzvah. Meaning, the only thing that one is required to do is to light the candles. He doesn't have to care if the candles are actually lit and throughout the time that they need to be and not extinguished. He doesn't have to care about that. Only be care in the first hadlaka. And if he first had prepared a candle and he had enough oil and enough, and the wick was good, and he put it in a place where there's no wind, and after a minute the candle went off, he does not have to, Mi'ikar Adin, does not have to go and light the candle again. Because Hadlaka Oiso Mitzvah. And the Shaila is, why do we say in this mitzvah, Hadlaka Oiso Mitzvah? If you look around the mitzvahs of Torah, you always have to make sure the mitzvah is fulfilled until the end. Imagine a guy goes and builds a sukkah, in the middle of a sukkah, the sukkah breaks down. Does he have to go and rebuild it? Obviously, yes. During the time of the mitzvah, you have to make sure the mitzvah is there. Every mitzvah, you have a mitzvah, until you didn't finish the shiur of the mitzvah. If it's not done well, you need to go and correct it. Every mitzvah in the Torah. Not only that, the Achronim point out, not directly related to Chanukah, but the Achronim say, the Nesivus has a whole shtickle about it. What happens to Beis HaMikdash? Assuming Beis HaMikdash, the menorah goes off in the middle of the night. Let's say the Gemara brings a scenario that could happen. Do you have to go and light the menorah again? The answer is absolutely yes. Of course you have to light the menorah again. Because you need to have the menorah lit the whole night. So why in Chanukah you said Hadlaka Oiso Mitzvah? I don't understand this concept. The Ramban, famously, in Parshas Ba'alo Yischo, tells us that when Aaron HaKohen was upset that he didn't bring a present to Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, Shmuel told him, don't worry about it, you will have more than what the Nesim brought, because at that time, you do the menorah. The Ramban says, when menorah, it's not talking just the menorah stam, it's talking about the menorah of Chanukah. The menorah of Chanukah is a continuation of the menorah of Aaron HaKohen. And this is not so understood. How is that a continuation? Obviously, we light Chanukah candles because of the nays that happen with the menorah, that the oil lasted 8 days. What does it have to do with the menorah of Aaron? Aaron got a mitzvah that he's meitiv umeitiv umadik as a neiros. He's the one responsible for the neiros of a menorah. Now, it happens also to be that with that menorah that Aaron HaKohen used to be madlik, there was a nace that happened later. And we commemorate that nace. What does it have to do with Aaron HaKohen's mitzvah? It's two different things. There's no shaykhs to each other. Why is the nearest Chanukah associated with what Aaron HaKohen did? And finally, we just mention one thing about in the parasha. It's a question discussed in the past. Is when Yosef goes and has the nisayon, the challenge with Eishes Potiphar. The Gemara tells us, according to one man, the Omar, that Yosef was about to sin. He was about to fall. But what happened is, the Gemara tells us that he saw the Yukne Shalaviv in the Chaloyim, right? His father appeared to him in the window. You know, you're going to be written on the avoni of the Eifert, you too. So he gave him Musar, and then Yosef and Echrami stopped. And now his question is, so what is exactly the challenge? as we mentioned in the past, but it's saying even deeper than that, what's the point? Yosef HaTzadik has a challenge, has a nisoyon. He's not able to stand the nisoyon, seemingly, until there's some interference from above, that his father's face comes in the window. So, what's the point? You're doing a challenge you really can't stand, so you have to stop in the middle, so don't give them the challenge. Obviously, we know every nisoyon comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you give a nisoyon, you can't stand, so you need to get on the nisoyon. Don't give a nisoyon to begin with. What's the idea with the nisoyon of Yosef? What is this coming to teach us? So, to answer these questions, I want to introduce something that we're still working on, but a chiddush, an inyan of Chanukah, that is brought down the Maharal. Maharal says something, it doesn't explain too much. But in the name of the Arizal, they say something, obviously, like Kabbalah, which we don't understand. But when you combine both together, you come with a beautiful idea that has to do with Chanukah. The Maharal discusses the concept that we have. The when is the Ika Hadlaka of Neris Chanukah? When do you have to light Neris Chanukah? Anybody wants to hear? Give on Sunday an hour-long shiur to go through with Halacha L'maaseh, so what do we do? But it comes out that L'kula Alma, especially when you light towards the outside, the main time I look at Neris Chanukah, as the Gemara tells us, is in the first half an hour of the night. Whatever the lighting is, the first half an hour, then it's when you have to light. After that, it's a machlokes in the Rishonim, if you can light after that. We paskin, you could. You could light, but it's avad and adlechatchila, it's only with the avid. But some Rishonim, like the Rambam, hold that you cannot light after the first half an hour. It's only half an hour. Why is that so? Why do we care so much to light the candles versus an hour? Or the way the Rajva, when he brings the question, comes to argue, he can do the whole night. So we know the rule is the Adova Shemitzvah Sobalaila, Kosha Kolalaila. So why here the Ikar Mitzvah is the first half an hour? And just to emphasize the question a little bit more, is that except the Ritva, one sheet in the Rishonim, every other Rishonim, all the Rishonim agree that the half an hour doesn't depend on the time or location. You have half an hour to light, because that's what Chazal established in those days when people would walk around the street. Even though today people walk around much later. And even if your location were there, the timing is a little different. It doesn't matter. They do the first half an hour, that's what Chazal said. What's the idea of Pima Chashava? That's exactly the time. Then you can't move it. So the Maharal says something which is needs a little beer. The Maharal says that we purposely want to light the Neris of Hanukkah in the first half an hour of the night. Why? Because during the day is the time of Teva, of nature. And during the night is the time of miracles. But when the day switches to the night, that's when you feel the miracles the most, because you just lost the day. It's the day is the moment that comes, or the moments that come right after the day has passed, and therefore that time is the right time to do Neris Chanukah, the time which is right after you end the natural time. What does the Maharal mean to say? So it's brought down the Inna Arizal concept, tried to bring it down to what a little bit, maybe something that we can understand too. The idea is the following. The idea is that when we speak about the time, which is called the natural time, time of nature, time which is not a miracle, you know, Zman TV, it doesn't refer only to, you know, you have miracles when things are, you know, marvel or great, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you have the time when just nature is taking its course. But it's talking also in your Avodas Hashem. In the Avodas Hashem of Adam, there is the time of light where a person is being judged based on what he does. As we mentioned in previous weeks, as we talked about a lot this winter, that there is at times with a person when there is the systems, when there is the cause and consequence that a person has. And that means that if a person is doing all that he could do, you know, then he gets rewarded. If he's not doing 100%, so only a little bit of an effort, it's not good enough. You need to do more. Because when you're in the day, call it a day, meaning when things are light, things are clear, so everybody's judged exactly based on what he's doing. But when the time of the day is over, it's a time of darkness, times when things are not clear, when it's hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's time of great challenges, then every small thing that you do makes a huge effect. Creates a huge, you know, uproar in the system, and you can affect much more. I'm not demanding from you so much in the time of darkness and times when things are not so clear. Just a dugma ladavar, you know, what we're talking about, to clarify a little bit more. Naturally, when a person is in a lit room and suddenly you shut off the light, that first moment, the person can't see anything. It's extremely dark. Then he takes his time, he starts getting used to it, to the dark, and eventually he can, even if it's not too dark, he can actually start, you know, functioning as he functioned before. It takes the time to get to that stage where things are already going back a little more to normal. But that first moment is pitch dark. When the day is over, when the light is over, that first moment, that's the time where a person is in complete darkness. And then what's required from him is to do the minimal amount. It's to do just a little bit. The time of Chanukah is the time that Yavon hichshicha einayim shel Yisrael. They put darkness to the world. Even though we were already doing Bayis Sheni, and doing Bayis Sheni, during the time of Bayis Sheni, we have, things are not as Bayis Rishon used to be, but still, we were able to do Torah, we were able to do Mitzvahs, we had to make some Mikdash, and suddenly comes Yavon, and makes Choshech in the world, makes darkness, takes away our ability to do any Torah and Mitzvahs. It's like the time they shut the light, and suddenly a person is in complete darkness. And the chiddush of Chanukah was that when you get the time of darkness, and your system, you don't now require to do as much, you just need to do the minimal amount. All the Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking you to do is to do just a little bit. Just try a little bit, and you already are connected. We once mentioned what's really brought down Nefesh HaChaim, the idea that when a person, didn't say these words exactly, but when a person makes a mitzvah in this world, he gets a reward in the world to come, which is endless. Because he puts in tefillin, and he gets schar l'olam haba that you can't even imagine. Nothing in this world compared to that. What did he do? He just put on some wraps around his hand. What did he do? The answer is that the small thing, the small movement that he did over here, that affects the whole world. It's called the butterfly effect that you have over here. You did that small movement, and that moved the world above him and above him. As Nefesh HaChaim explains, that everything is connected until it gets up there to Shemayim. That small movement they did over here changed a huge amount over there up there. So his reward is based on what he was able to affect. In the time of darkness, our little bit of Hishtadlus gives us a much larger effect, a much greater thing. And that's what Chanukah said. Chanukah is in time of darkness, time of Choshech of Yavon, you need to do a minimal amount. It's something that required for you to do. Something you need to do. You don't have to do the whole system that is required when you have Beis Hamikdash L'Mechoinoi, and then Levim, and then a person has a entire Avodah. Just a minimal amount, and that's enough. You need to do that little bit, and mail from here on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue that. As Chazal tell us, Pitchu li petach kechudu shel nachat. V'ani yiftach lev petach ke pitchu shel ulam. You do the little bit, just do the little small ishtadlis, a small amount of movement, and I'll already great create the treasures and the consequences that are endless. You just need to do that little bit. I mentioned that last week that the place where Yaakov Avinu is challenging the time of darkness is when he's fighting with the Malach. And here the Malach tells him, I'm going to change your name, I'm going to add to your name, your name is not going to be Yaakov, your name is going to be Yisrael. Ki sariso im anashim im elokim anashim tuchal. Ki sariso im anashim. What does sariso anashim mean? You were able to fight. Osura? Striven means it's really more of the fight. It was really the it's the battle. As it got down, many sort pointed out, it doesn't say the fact that you beat. It's not a nitzachon. It's the hishtatlus.
That's why his name is
Yisrael. Oh, and very good. That's exactly the point. Kisarisim anoshim vatuchol. The tuchel is the fact he was able to. Sarisim anishim, you tried, you did your effort. In the time of darkness, all I'm asking you to do is that minimum amount. Just try to do something, and you mainly when you do that, so you mainly now you have the full effect. But you need to do that minimum amount. It's the two sides. It's not a lot that's required, but you need to do the minimum. Father mentioned to me, he says he has it there in the Sefer in Maharal, when he speaks about this the Kudu in the Maharal, is the famous question, we spoke about it here last year in length, the Pnei Yeshua's question of why did they care so much for the Shemen, the Pacha Shemen, to be tar. They have a cloud, Tumo Hutru B'tzibur, which means when the whole Tzibur is tummy, you can't find anything else, you use something in Tumo. Why do I care for that little type of Pacha Shemen? So the answer is, the answer is just to show the beautiful love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Says the Reis Evangel, the reason is, you're right. When you have a Beis HaMikdash and this Tumo, you could do Korbanos B'Tumo. But not when it's the first. When it's the first, when you're just starting, when the Beis HaMikdash is Batal, and you want to just begin the Avodah, then you can't do it Tumo. You need to do that minimal amount of your ishtadlus that should be pure, should be good. Then afterwards, you know, then we'll really be mistadah, because we'll allow you to do it. And this is what you need to do. You need to do that minimal ishtadlus. And many things come down. That's the idea that in the beginning of the night, there was light, and the light left, disappeared. That first moment, which is the biggest darkness, when a person is still blinded from the dark, there, I'm telling you, is Neres Chanukah. Because the Neres Chanukah was, you do a little bit candle, one little tiny thing, and from there on, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. And we should mention, it's Kabbalah Devar in itself, but also very appropriate now, tonight, is the Yahrzeit of Rav Yitzchak Kuttner. Putner in the Pachaditzrug in Chanukah, in the end, he has a Rishima. It's not a Mimer, most of the Sefer is Mamorim. In the end, he has a Rishima called a long footnote. And that long footnote he mentions towards the end is basically a question. And the question is, what's the idea? We have a cloud, we have a rule. If you light a candle, and the candle acts in a way which is not natural, supernatural. Is the candle referred to you? Is it misyachas to you? Is it connected to you? Are you responsible for the candle? So the din is in Gemara Baba Kama, the answer is no. If you light a candle, if you light a fire, suddenly there's a ruach she'ein mitsuya, you're not responsible to it. It's not you anymore. You did a normal type of fire. If it goes beyond its normal, no one will say it's not you anymore. So he asks, the Chashmonaim lit the light of candle, at least according to one of the Pshat, he said, they light the candle went on for 8 days. That's not you. You lit a candle which is supposed to be only for one day. And you went ahead and went for 8 days. So that's not you.
So what does that have to do with, why is it considered to be? Look, it's Erev Chanukah. But he says in his own way, but it connects to what we're saying right now. The pshat is that's exactly the point of Chanukah. The point of Chanukah is you do the minimum amount of you, and we mail it from here on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes it. From here on, you're going to have the Nisim. That's not a stira. The chiddush is that when you're in darkness, what's the oimek of this whole idea? When you're in darkness, when things aren't clear, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right next to you. Really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking you in his hands. And he's right there. But it's very hard to see because it's in darkness. So all you need to do, you just need to feel it. You just need to know he's there. And mainly he's going to take it over. Because really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always running the show. In darkness, when you don't have the regular system, it's easier to see it because there's nothing else. So all you need to do is figure that out. So when they do that minimum amount of lighting a candle, that in itself is a mimele that rest is being done for them. In the time of darkness, that's all that's required. Just do your minimal ishtadlus. Pitchli petach kodesh machat. And I'll do more and more. And that's the idea of Ner Chanukah. And with that, and the sequence we asked, that's exactly what's going on with Aaron HaKohen. Because in Aaron HaKohen, the Menorah Beis Hamikdash, just tomorrow, anybody learned that from Yerim, the Gemara Menachos mentioned recently, is that he lit a candle and the Ner Ma'aravi used to light every day for 24 hours. And until Shimon HaTzadik, 24 hours, supernatural thing, the candle is supposed to be lit only for half a day. But there was era, Eidus Beis Yisrael, Sheshchin HaShem Beis Yisrael. That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's for you to show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always next to you. The neiros of Beis HaMikdash that are lit in the night. As the Gemara tells us, the only thing that you did in the night to Beis HaMikdash was the menorah. That's mitzvah of Balayla. That we're sharing this course. So there's other things we're doing in the night. But that was the entire night. That thing, every night that Aaron HaKohen lit it, there was a hemshech here, which was a miracle. He did the minimum amount over here, and the continuation came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chanukah is all about, to teach you that wherever you are in the darkness, you do the minimum amount of Hemshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says in Ramban, the Neiros of Chanukah are a continuation of Aaron HaKohen. The continuation of the minimum that you do when you continue on and on. It's not something, what we said, what's the Shaykh? It's two different things. He did a Menorah, and then there was a Neis, and there's something else. That Neis is the revelation of what the Neir is all about. This is coming to say. And the Arizal is brought down. Now that's the idea that it says, Hadloka oysa mitzvah. All I'm asking you in Chanukah is to do is just to light the candle. I'm not asking you to complete the task of the mitzvah. That's being done mele. You just do that minimum ishtadlus of lighting the candle. Any other mitzvah, you have to finish it. Even the menorah of Mitzvah Mikdash, you have to make sure it's going on. But the nearest of Chanukah, you can't. I'm going to ask you that you can't. All you're doing is the minimum ishtalos. You light it. For me, it's not a responsibility anymore. That's that look of mitzvah. Because the site of Chanukah is you do what you can do, and you mail it from here on. It continues on its own. When Yosef HaTzadik is standing in the Nisarin in the darkness and goes, and as we mentioned once, Yosef HaTzadik. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael, Av Bein. It's brought down that Yosef is a shtikel Av. Yosef HaTzadik, we know that in general Sefer Bereishis belongs to the others. Sefer Shmois is where the Bonim come in. All the Shvatim are mentioned that they died in Sefer Shmois, and Sefer Bereishis. There's only one Sheva that's mentioned that he died in Sefer Bereishis and Shmois. And that is Yosef. Yosef fathers Shvatim. He's a father to two Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe. He has a period, he is Av. But when is he Av? During the time that he's in Golos, in time of darkness. He's the one who teaches us how to act in time of darkness. When you're in Golos, when you're alone, you're not with your family, you're with nobody else. And that's, and you still have to do the minimum ishtalos. The story of Eishes Potiphar, according to his man, Yosef HaTzadik was that exact point. His nisayon, his challenge was, will he, as the Gemara says, there was basically a dialogue over here. He came to the house because he wanted to do an aveiro. And then you add the Dmus Yukna of his father coming in the window. But that was not enough just to see Dmus Yukna. His father had to tell him, you have a choice over here. You need to make a choice if you want to do this or you want to have your name on the ephod. Then he chose to do that. So what's the point? You have a challenge. Is anyone going to fail? Because Baruch is helping him. Yes. That's the story to teach you to Yosef. I'm asking you to do the minimum. The minimum is when you're challenged, when you have that debate, he had to make a choice. Sometimes that's also difficult. Yosef was always been Yisrael because he had he gave him the eternity in one hand, but on the other hand, he had a big Yisrael right now in front of him. He had to make that choice. It was maybe a small choice, but that small choice gave him that his schar forever. Yosef at Tzadik is called on Shem that. All you need to do is that minimum status. The point was, maybe Yosef, in the situation that he was, it was a challenge, it was too high for him. But the chiddush was, the all I'm asking you to do is to do that minimum amount, the rest of what he's going to do. As the Gemara says, that Yitzhak Shalhotam is Gabi Allah B'chol Yoyim. The Yitzhak tries to overcome a person every day. And in Malaya Kodesh Boch or Israel, if Kodesh Boch doesn't help him, ain't Yochalim. You're Nechram, you can't do it. You just need to do the minimum amount. You need to just try, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do the rest. But Tepitchu li petach kechut shamachat, v'aniftach lechem petach kishpitach shalaychot. Shalulam. That's the whole idea of Chanukah. The whole idea of Chanukah is, you do the minimum, and the Neila will come out, will come more. And the rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will finish up. But you have to do that minimum ishtalus. As we always mentioned, Beis Chosra says, the Chanukah is Losh Chinuch. You're preparing yourself. For what? You're preparing yourself for the Osed Lovli. And there'll be you Shekhinah the whole time. That preparation is, you now just do the minimum, and then you'll get to that full Gilui that's going to come. And we'll end that according to this, Nira Loima, maybe, could be this, I'm sure that someone said that answer. That the famous Kasha, the Bishayisef, why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? Should be only 7 days of Chanukah. Because one day was not a miracle. But according to what we're learning, that really this miracle is coming because we do the minimum, shtatlas. And the Yimele from there comes on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui of the Neis. Part of the Neis of the 7 days is that we need to do the minimum. All of us say, Beis Chashmonai, what are you doing when you're lighting the candle? The Bishis has different answers. But let's go with the partial answer. They lit the first candle. You can have only for one night. What are you going to do? I don't know. I have to do what I can do. I do my shtatlas. I do the petach kibitcha shemachat. Yimele afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. I do the minimum, then comes the Neis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then comes the Gilui Shechina. So the Neis of Chanukah is that you did one, and there was a Gilui of another 7. That's all part of the Neis of Chanukah. Because the Neis of Chanukah is the Gilui Neis through what we're doing. All we need to do, and we should try in our life, in the darkness of this world, do the minimum, do what you can do. The minimum ishtal is a petach of a petach, kechut shemachat. Yimele HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open a door that a galus for Kronos can go through it and will have the Shaychis and the Gilu Shechina that we deserve, Be'ez Hashem, Be'er B'Amin Omein.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.